Despite turbulent stock markets and the ongoing risk of recession, the U.S. dollar is still the favored currency of much of the world. Commentator Paul Podolsky says that shows the resilience of the U.S. economy.
You can find evidence of the dollar's strength in all kinds of places. On a recent trip to Kaliningrad, Russia, I watched young men work the street corners, eager to sell their wads of rubles for dollars. Given how bleak the news has been in the U.S., it's easy for us to forget what a beacon of hope we are for the rest of the world. The best gauge of that is the enduring appetite to hold our currency. Though the NASDAQ stock market index has fallen by almost 30% this year, the U.S. dollar has actually appreciated. Against Europe's common currency, the euro, the dollar is now about 5% higher than at the beginning of the year and steady since 9/11. It's the same story with other major trading partners like Canada or Japan. This is significant. It means currency traders in high-tech offices from New York to Singapore like the dollar as much as black marketeers in Russia. Currency markets are open 24/7. They provide a constant referendum on policy and economics that's more reliable than any poll. Why has the dollar gone up? The simplest answer is that investors abroad continue to buy things denominated in dollars. Stocks, bonds, factories, whatever. Interestingly, the Federal Reserve has been cutting short-term interest rates all year in an effort to stimulate a slowing economy. In textbook economic theory, lower interest rates and slow growth reduce the dollar's value. But instead, the dollar is more than holding its own. Investors around the world seem convinced the U.S. will bounce back, and that consumers here are more resilient than their counterparts in Europe and Japan. To be sure, terrorist attacks and stock market bubbles aren't easy to shake off, but the jaded characters on Russia's black markets and their more well-heeled kin in trading rooms are betting we will do just that.
The comments of Paul Podolsky, Chief Foreign Exchange Strategist at Fleet Boston Financial.